Something that just coming into this call, I have, as perhaps many of you have been, I've been on so many calls in recent days. In fact, I'm starting to feel like I live in Zoom, not in my house, but I actually live in Zoom, you know? And one of the things that is striking me so much about where we are and what's happening is the incredibly wide spectrum of human experience and where people are right now within what's happening for them. And so that I talk to people who are actually feeling really calm and peaceful and are feeling grounded and are grateful for time that they have. And I talk to people who are losing those dear to them, who are really struggling, or then somewhere in the middle, parents who are having to do their jobs and educate their children and, you know, all this full time. There's so much here. And it feels important to acknowledge as we together today, this, how the full spectrum of the human experience is being stretched for all of us in this time, that it's not any longer, I sort of live in this realm from here to here, but for all of us, it's getting stretched in one way or another. And to give ourselves permission for that and recognize that at any one moment, we might be in one spot and someone very close to us is in a completely different spot. And it's all part of that incredibly wide spectrum of the human experience right now. So I just bring us in that awareness as we come in to the call today. And so to bring us in, let's just come into a quiet place first to land here. And perhaps do turn your camera off for this time so that we can not have distractions. And we come back to that fundamental transformational presence practice of being mindful, becoming mindful. So feel your body in the chair. Feel your body in the chair. And feel the clothes on your skin. And be aware of the sounds, the close-up sounds and the far-away sounds. And how many layers of sound can you be aware of? To bring forward what we've worked with in the last two calls, then breathe it deep into your belly. Breathe deep into your belly. Breathe into your bones. Into that physical, tangible, tactile grounding. To be fully present in your body. Because that's the only way that we can be fully present with what is, no matter what is going on. To be right here, right now. And as you breathe into your bones and you keep breathing into your belly, notice what's down underneath there. And fundamentally, is it love or is it fear? It's okay either way. Just notice. So we have a little review from the last call, last two calls. And if it's love, great. Just keep breathing into that love and reinforcing it. Letting this be the ground you stand on. And if it's fear, it's okay. Choose love. Don't worry about how to do that. Just choose love. Breathe in love. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be transformed. So we cannot get rid of the fear, but we can transform it. And as we transform it and can ground in love, somehow we find what we need to be present with the fear when it shows up. So choose love. And keep reinforcing that love as we come into our call today and explore together. Again, welcome to those who have just joined us in the last couple of minutes. In these calls over the last few weeks, this is number 4 of 5 calls. Next week will be the last in this series. We'll see where we go from there. But we've been focusing a lot on navigating this crisis, navigating this time in what's happening in the whole world, and taking care of ourselves. We've been focusing a lot on how to be present with what's happening and therefore be able to navigate, to move forward. And all that is really important, that we still have a focus on how do we take care of ourselves, how do we keep practicing being present with what's happening right here, right now. And at the same time, recognizing that it's also important to have vision for what does a post-pandemic world look like. If you just come in, please put yourself on mute, just so we have a quiet space. To be able to envision a post-pandemic world, and what does that look like? What does it feel like? What is it that we are called to create? Madam Corona, as I've been referring to her, it's actually helped me by just giving her a name. Madam Corona lets me have dialogue with her more easily. And many of us are quite aware of messages that she's bringing to us, in essence, that the way we have been living is not sustainable. And so it seemed that in order to get our attention, she had to bring us to our knees, and that's kind of what's happened for the whole world. And what's critically important is that we pay attention to that. I've learned in my own life over many, many years that when a crisis comes up, if I get stuck in the fear or uncertainty, the unpleasantness, the difficulty, the challenge, if I get stuck in that, it can last a long time. But if instead I immediately start paying attention, what is it that's trying to get my attention? What are the messages here? What am I being asked for? And put my attention and focus there, then things start to shift. And so the sooner we can also tune our attention to what are the gifts? What is Madam Corona bringing us? What is she asking us for? This time in human history, what is important for us to pay attention to and begin responding to that, then the sooner things can begin to turn. I'm not saying this is a quick fix by any means. It's just allowing things to move on. So being in this place of seeing how do we be where we are right now, be fully present in the moment, and these times are certainly calling us more and more to be right here, right now. And at the same time, to have some sense of what is the future we want to create. The world is going to be different after this corona pandemic. And so it's going to be different. None of us knows what that's going to look like. And yet we can begin to put energy and focus into that, to create that world. I feel so blessed that I get to talk to people from all over the world every week. And one of the things that I'm hearing a lot from people is they're having a hard time looking to the future, having a hard time creating vision going forward. And being with that has in itself been challenging. So here's a really important key for us, and that is to recognize that the seeds of the future are planted in the present. So we can plant the seeds for our future in the present simply by how we choose to live right now. So I was in connection with someone the other day who was expressing to me this exact thing, that she was having a really hard time kind of looking to the future. She was having a hard time being with anything other than just right here, right now, and all that was stirred up inside of her and all that was going on inside of her. And so she said to me, "I can't seem to do anything except just be quiet and tend my garden, work in my garden." And I thought, what a beautiful gift. Because if we can recognize that the seeds of the future are planted in how we live our lives today. We talked a little bit about she and I. What if she is tending her garden with intention that energy is going out into the world as well? She's taking care of herself. She's taking care of her life. She's taking care of her little world right now, because that's what feels important. With clear intention, the principle of correspondence says, as above, so below, as below, so above, or as within, so without, as out there, also in here. So even in our seclusion, sheltering at home or in the lockdown, how we live very intentionally, how we choose to be with what's here, is already rippling out into the world with clear intention that I'm tending my garden. And as I tend my garden, perhaps someone else finds a little more space to tend theirs. And through that, someone else further out finds the space to tend theirs. And before long, we're stretching this energy out around the world of tending the garden. Tending the garden. So to come into this space, creating the world that we want to live in tomorrow, right now, today, simply by how we live our lives within our own gardens, how we live in that space. So I've been sitting with what this means to start to vision beyond this moment, and how to be with this full spectrum of being right here in this present moment, and an awareness that there's a much, much bigger moment happening in human history as well. And so I woke up in the middle of the night a few nights ago, really pretty much deep in terror with what was happening in the world. And I used the practices that we've been using here. Within 10 minutes, I was able to turn the terror around and get focused on, so what is my role? What is my place here? If I don't want that to unfold, then what is my place of where we can go? If I don't want to live in the fear place, then what is mine to do? What is my place? And I started hearing these words, fear to love, to vision, to action. And I wrote about that, and it's the lead article in today's newsletter. It was published on the blog a few days ago, so you might have seen that post, fear to love, to vision, to action, and to realize here's a pathway for us moving forward. And to recognize that it's not necessarily, first of all, it's not necessarily just a linear path that I take care of the fear and then I'm in love. And then from love, I move to vision. And from vision, I move to action. It's not necessarily that, and it might be. But more, it's this full pathway that is kind of simultaneous. We might, in other words, be in just one of those spots along the pathway in any particular moment. We might also be in all of them. To recognize that I'm grounded in love and I have a vision and I'm taking some steps towards that, and there's some fear here too, and it's all okay. So to give ourselves permission to be anywhere on that path at any moment, and to be aware of that, And perhaps most importantly, to recognize that even when we feel ourselves only in one spot, or I can't seem to get to vision, I can't seem to imagine a step that I can take right now, to be aware that even though I can't quite imagine it, it's still there on the path. It is there. Just right now, I'm not quite accessing it, but it's there. So having that clarity and giving ourselves permission to then make our way on that path. And it's, again, not just a pure linear thing, that maybe we move and we come back and then we go forward and then we come back, and maybe it's circular and maybe it's wavy, and it's whatever it is. It's whatever it is. The key is that the whole path is there all the time. So we've spent our first three sessions together, being present with what is, learning to navigate these times, and then in the last couple of calls, especially that sort of transformation from fear to love, at least to be able to find a foundation of love to stand in, even when there's fear also present. So today, we begin to plant the seeds of moving from love into vision. And what does that look like? In a really gentle way. And how can that look in a way that can serve everyone, no matter where you are, whether visioning the future is really easy for you and you are going for it right now, or like, I can't even touch that. I don't know where to go. So let's play with that. Let's just be with that together and see where that can take us. So we come back into an exercise again. Take a moment once more to feel your body in the chair and the clothes on your skin. Breathe deep into your belly and tap into love. So that as we go forward, as best you can, being gentle and compassionate with yourself, as best you can, you're standing in love. And so these days, you might be experiencing some pretty significant challenges because of all that's going on. And you might also be experiencing some gifts from this time. Maybe some of them that you didn't expect. So let's acknowledge both of those right now, to be with those. If there are challenges for you right now, if you're feeling challenged in this time, take a breath and let yourself just be present with that challenge. You don't have to fix it. You don't have to change anything. Just let yourself be present with it. And take another breath. And even in the face of those challenges, pay attention also, what has changed in your life and perhaps in the world around you that you're actually appreciating right now? What change is happening that is a gift or that you're finding appreciation for? And be present with those gifts. Breathe into those gifts. And then just in a very few words, if you wish to type something into the chat about just to acknowledge, here's a gift that's coming from me right now, even in the face of the challenges, here is a gift. And Kim, share with us what's coming in on the chat, please.
Sure. Wow, it's going fast. Inner peace and gracefulness. Time to read books. Silence. Connection. Time with family. Fresh air. I live near an airport. Nature. Spending quality and quantity time with my children. Time, reflection, and connection.
Okay.
Family dinners.
And I know there's just so much coming, and but this gives us a little taste. I think that it's a lot of similar that's coming here. And what a blessing. What a blessing for these gifts. So let's take another step then to begin to work with the visioning. And we'll play with an exercise from Transformational Presence. It's one of our kind of foundational frameworks called Enlightened Dialogue. And we'll use a variation on that to explore today about how we can plant some seeds right now in our lives just as they are right now, how we can plant some seeds for a post-pandemic world. So look around your room, around the space that you're in, or even out the window, and allow something to get your attention right now. Something that says, hello, pay attention to me. I have something to say to you. And if you can literally get up out of your chair and go to that thing that's calling out to you, that object, or go to the window to look outside, and take a breath to be present with that object or that thing out the window, whatever that is. And allow whatever it is that you are here with, allow it to be a metaphor or a symbol for a message for you about something that is wanting to be a part of your future. It's wanting to be a part of our future as a collective. Let that object, let that thing talk to you, bring you information, sense, feel, listen, however it's coming in for you. And whatever the message is that you're getting, then ask that object or that thing to show you or tell you, to bring you a sense of how you can begin living into that right now, today, even from within your locked down space, even within what's happening in the world. What is something that you can bring today, a step that you can take today to begin living into the invitation that's coming from this object or thing? And then look around your space to find a second thing that's calling out to you. Something else that has something to tell you. And just trust, whatever it is that's grabbing your attention, go to it. You don't have to know why. Go to it, again, listen, sense, feel. Allow it to be a symbol or a metaphor. What does it want you to know about something that wants to happen? Something that wants to be different in your world and in our world, post-pandemic. And then allow it to show you a step that you can take starting today to live into that vision for the post-pandemic world, your world and our collective world. Something that you can do today that's beginning to live into that. Now look around your space one more time for a third object or something else out the window that gets your attention, and go to it. Listen, sense, feel. Let it be a symbol or a metaphor. What does it show you about something that wants to shift for your world, for our world, post-pandemic? And let it show you how you can begin creating that world right now today. How you can begin living into that vision today. Now step out just into the middle of the room, in the middle of all these things, or if you've been sitting the whole time, just come into a neutral awareness where all of these messages you've just received, these invitations, this awareness, where it's all can speak to you. And what's important here for you to pay attention to? What's the vision that's starting to show itself to you? A vision that you can begin living into today. Let it come together. All together, we're beginning to create already a post-pandemic world. By being fully present in the moment where we are right here, right now. We can plant seeds in our present for the future that we want to live into. And so take that vision and imagine that it's floating up above your head. And take a breath, breathing that vision down into the top of your head. If you know the chakra system, we're breathing it down into the crown chakra. If you don't know the chakra system, that's just fine. We're just breathing it into the top of your head. And let your thoughts, your intellect, your higher awareness integrate with that vision. Then take another breath and breathe it down into your forehead right between your eyes. It's the brow chakra. And allow yourself to see or sense pictures of what your world and our world can look like as that vision is manifested. And then take another breath and breathe it down into the base of your neck. It's the throat chakra. And you're on mute. Your camera is off. Speak this vision out loud. Just give it a name. But give it sound. Because what we're doing here is working with vibrational frequency. We're bringing this vision into this three-dimensional world. We started with just an idea, very high, fine, fast electrical energy. We brought it down into the crown where the energy slows down just slightly. And then we brought it down into the brow, which is bringing it down to the speed of light. And now we bring it down to the speed of sound in your throat. Speak that name of your vision. Give it sound. Then take another breath and breathe it down into your heart center. And allow your heart to help all of your being integrate with this vision. Because your heart center is a center of, yes, it's of love and non-judgment, but it's also about expansion and contraction and integration. Take this vision in. Let it integrate. Let yourself integrate with that vision. And take another breath and bring it down into the solar plexus, where it slows down into a place of starting to have a step-by-step process, perhaps at least a first step. In the solar plexus, your center of personal power and will, your strength, your authentic self, who you are in your truth. And let this vision be there. And take another breath and breathe it down into your pelvic region, down into your pelvis, into your bones, and into your lower belly, below your navel. Breathe this vision into your passion, into your primal creativity, into your primal sense of connection. And take another breath and breathe it on down to the bottom of your body, into that root that we worked with last week with the inner triangle. It's the root chakra. And let this vision connect with your life force. Let it connect with your soul mission, your purpose, why you are here. Let it connect with the breath of life inside of you so that you breathe life into this vision. And this vision breathes life into you. And then breathe it on down into the earth to give it solid grounding, coming fully into a three-dimensional vibrational frequency, into this three-dimensional world, material world, tactile world. And notice what's happened in your whole energy system as you perhaps vibrate more to the frequency of this vision now. You begin embodying this vision. As you embody it, you can live it. When you do not embody it, it's just an idea. And you will not so easily be able to live that vision. Bring it into your body. And keep reinforcing it in your body through this process we've just done. Keep bringing it in. Keep bringing it in. So over these last few weeks, I've also written and spoken about in the videos and in the articles about the importance of meaning in our lives. And the fact that the one thing that the soul cannot live without is meaning. When we have lost a sense of meaning in our lives, some part of the soul dies. Visioning is a part of meaning, and then living into vision, that will bring meaning into your life. I talked about in the video that I recorded in my birthday week a couple of weeks ago, of make sure that there's meaning in your life every single day. We can bring meaning into our lives as individuals and as a collective when every single day we are living into a vision of a post-pandemic world, the world that we want to co-create, we want to be a part of. And through this process, we can begin to find, even right now, even when the biggest part of our focus might be just in this moment, that's okay. Be aware that this moment is a part of a larger moment. And that moment is a part of an even larger moment. And so we can give energy to that. We can bring meaning and purpose and intention into every single day, even in these challenging times. Give yourself that gift. Give us that gift, all of us. All of us. All of us that gift. And so as we come to a close today, then just share something in the chat of what are you, again, just a few words. What are you discovering today about vision and meaning? And perhaps what these days can be for you. And Kim, please just share with us as things come in, as things come in on the chat.
Mm-hmm. Lighting up the world through connection. It starts within us. Soul essence is an art. Falling forward. Big little things. Solid love, connection, peaceful, lift the veil, deepen presence. Intention is the key. Shining and spreading love.
Thank you. There's more and more that just keeps coming in. So beautiful. Thank you. So, where we are right now, it's probably going to go on for a while. We still have some perhaps pretty vast unknown territory ahead of us. It's really important that we don't get lost in that territory, which doesn't mean that we have answers. It doesn't mean that we know what to do. But it can mean that we know who we are and where we are deep inside of ourselves. I may not know how I fit into that vast landscape, but I can know who I am inside of me, and I can know what I bring to the world, and I can know something about a step that we can be taking today in our own ways towards creating this post-pandemic world. In the next week, I'll be announcing some other programs to support you going forward from here. So that'll be in next week's newsletter, some other virtual things to continue supporting us past our last call in this series that will be next week. So keep an eye for that, and I hope that you will continue to be with us. Some programs that can come in smaller forms and give us a little more interactive support as well as we go. Thank you for being with us today. Turn your camera back on and say hello, say thank you, say wave at your colleagues from all around the world here. Thank you so much. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.